الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not simply to teach people a bunch of rituals, but He sent Him to create a whole nation. And that nation was named the Ummah Muslimah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you have been named Muslim by your ancestor Ibrahim alayhi salam. We are from the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So who are these Muslims? These Muslims were the people who were first, this brotherhood of faith was first created in Medina by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the basis of that brotherhood of faith was to believe good about your brother. To believe good about your brother. So believing good about the brother and forgiveness of each other. These are the two foundational principles. Now, they asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is a Muslim? And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a Muslim is the one who said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, who prays in the direction of our Qibla and who eats what we slaughter. He did not even say the one who believes in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. He did not even say that. He said the one who says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Why did he not say the one who believes? The reason he did not say that, Wallahu alam, is because belief you can't see. But whether he said it or not, you can say this. I heard so and so saying it. Does he believe it? I don't know. How do I know? Now, this is where we have gone very far wrong in trying to go into somebody's heart to see what is his belief. Obviously, we can't see that. So, we assume. And we assume based on our own personal likes and dislikes. So, we therefore classify this group and that group and we say, well, they are actually not Muslim. How do you know that? How do you know that they are not Muslim? To the extent we say, because they don't believe. So who is they? Who is they? Even if somebody, for example, most or many Sunnis, we believe that, the Sunnis believe that the Shia are not Muslim. But if you really look at it, and if I say Mr. So-and-so, is he a Muslim? So, if he is Shia, he is not Muslim. Now, point is that Shia theology may be deviated from Islam. I don't say it is not deviated. It is deviated, especially the theology of the predominant, the theology in Iran and the what are called the Ithna Ashari. Their theology is definitely deviated and different from Islamic theology because they believe in what they believe amounts to shirk. And it's not my goal here now to explain whatever they believe, but anyway, that's the difference. But if you say, if you take an individual person in Hyderabad, for example, maybe the person is Shia, maybe he is born in a Shia house, but how do you know what he believes? Because the reality of most Shias is exactly the realities of most Sunnis, which is that they don't even know what they believe. They do not even know what they believe. And I have done this many times with many groups of our people, only the Sunnis, and I've asked them, what is your Aqidah? They don't know. Yes, I believe in one God. What is the meaning of one God? That's not Aqidah. I believe in one God is not Aqidah. Because I may believe in one God and that God is Shiva. So, I believe only one God. Not in any other, only one God. Is that person a Muslim? So, that's not Aqidah. You ask, the other day we said, you know, what are the faraid of ghusl? 90% of the people, they don't know what is the faraid of ghusl. That means your tahara itself is not correct, it is not guaranteed. So where is your Islam? So the same thing applies to others. But what we have done is, And we have also done and they have also done. What we have done is, we have taken it upon ourselves to declare so-and-so to be Muslim and so-and-so to be non-Muslim. And that legitimizes for us, we think, that legitimizes for us killing of other Muslims, claiming that they are not Muslim. And that's exactly what is happening today in Yemen and in Syria, Syria and Iraq. And the real enemies of the Muslims are taking advantage of this. And in one place they are funding the Sunnis to kill Shias. And in the other place they are funding the Shia to kill the Sunni. In both places Muslims are killing Muslims. But neither of them has the brains to understand that this is what is happening. Now you might say, well, I am not killing anybody. Alhamdulillah, that's good. We should not kill anybody. But killing is not only killing by shooting. Killing is also killing by thinking bad about somebody, by speaking bad, ill about somebody and so on. And it's not only with Shia and Sunni. It's between brothers, between Muslims. Whether they are Shia or the Sunni. We believe the worst about each other. And we are very eager and easily we believe the worst about each other. But if somebody says something good, we take time to believe that. If we believe it at all. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziya rahmatullahi alayhi, he said a fantastic thing, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. He said, one of the Salaf used to say that if I see a brother of mine with alcohol dripping from his beard, I will say somebody poured it on him. And he said, if I see a brother of mine climb on top of a mountain, and on top of the mountain, if he says, Innani anallahu la ilaha illa ana. Verily, I am Allah, and there is no one worthy of worship except me. If I see my brother climb on top of a mountain, and I hear him saying this, I will say he is reciting the ayat of the Quran. Because this is the ayat of the Quran. So he said, if I see him standing on the mountain and actually saying this, I will say he is reciting the ayat of the Quran. And then Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziya says a fantastic thing. He said, how is it possible that when we do not even know our own niyyah? He said today, how is it possible that when we do not even know our own niyyah, we pronounce judgment on somebody else's niyyah? He said, how is this possible? Alhamdulillah, biznillahi ta'ala, all of us prayed Salatul Fajr. But which one of us, and I am talking on myself, which one of us can say that my Salatul Fajr was with complete ikhlas? Can I say this? Can I say that my Salatul Fajr was such that I did not move, my attention was complete, total khushu in Allah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted my Salatul Fajr? Can I say this with definitely? I hope Allah will accept. I hope Allah will not take it and throw it back in my face. What is this junk? Throw this salah and throw this fellow into the fire. I hope Allah will not say that. Can we say just about this one salah? Which one of us has one amal in our life where we can say, I did this only to please Allah? There is complete ikhlas. Can we say that? We stand here and we recite Quran. Can we say that my recitation, one single thought also did not come into my mind that maybe somebody will like my recitation. After my recitation, somebody will say, MashaAllah, what a good recitation. Can we say this? We cannot even say this about our one single amal of ours. This is wallahi, this is the truth. We can't say this about one single amal of ours, that it has complete ikhlas, that my niyyah is completely correct. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziya said, this is our state, that we can't even guarantee our own niyyah. And we want to go into somebody else's heart and say, that fellow's niyat is, there is no ikhlas in him, and he is a hypocrite, and he is a, you know, so and so. I do. This is the reason why this ummah is in pieces. This is the reason why people are playing games with this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why we are killing each other, we are character assassinating each other, we are slandering each other, we are backbiting each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that innama al-mu'minuna ikhwatun fa aslihu bayna akhawaykum. Allah said, verily, in Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah said, verily, the Muslims, the mu'mineen, are brothers. So, join between the brothers. If there is a dispute between two people, go and intervene in that dispute. Make sure their hearts come together. Tell them, don't believe, don't talk evil about your brother. Don't say anything bad. Even if he did something wrong, forgive. What is forgiveness? Who are you going to forgive? You're going to forgive somebody who never did anything wrong to you? Just think about it. What is the meaning of forgiveness? What is the basic requirement of forgiveness? That somebody must do wrong. Otherwise, how will you forgive? If Hamza never did anything wrong to me, I forgave Hamza. For what? You forgive Hamza for what? He never did anything wrong. So first let him do something, then you say, okay, now I forgive. Makes sense. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, forgive each other. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, forgive each other. What does it mean? It means people will do wrong. People will do wrong. That is why you forgive them. If they never did any wrong, then where is the question of forgiveness? I remind myself and you, let us try to understand what is happening to us globally and don't think that is only something which is happening in the Middle East. It is happening in your house. It is happening with you. It is happening with your own friends. Not somewhere in the Middle East. It's happening right here in our families. So let us make sure that we stop what we can stop, which is in our control. Forget the Middle East. You look at what is in our control. And let us stop that. Let us never open our mouth with anything negative about another brother. And if somebody is saying that, stop him immediately. Or get up and walk off. Tell him, if he doesn't stop, tell him, sorry, I'm not interested in this conversation. I'm going. Get up and walk away. But forgive people. Learn to forgive people. Keep the heart open. Allah did not set you on me, and he did not set me on you to decide what kind of Muslim you are or what kind of Muslim I am. So let us not take on Allah's responsibility. Let Allah decide who he wants to put where. Jannah belongs to Allah, Jahannam belongs to Allah, doesn't belong to me, doesn't belong to you. So let us not take over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's responsibility and allot Jannah and Jahannam to whoever we feel like allotting. Let us forgive each other, let us keep our hearts together. And remember this beautiful advice of Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayh, who said that when the person cannot even guarantee his own niyyah, what right does he have to look at the niyyah of somebody else? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this arrogance and to enable us to live our lives with humility so that we are accepted by Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.